This is good sound waves.
Whatever sounds good.
Hello, Joe Nock here. I'd like to thank you for tuning in. This is Good Sound Waves, whatever sounds good. Today I'm talking mostly about myself, but it won't be very long because it's not that exciting of a tale, but there's a reason why I'm next to a microphone, and I think it goes all the way back to the days of my youth where the radio was on all the time. If it was off, then something was wrong. I got my introduction into talk radio whenever I would listen to the Top 40 Country Countdown with my grandma every Sunday. That was 4 hours of just pure bliss to me. It was everything that would be right about music, and not only that, it was somebody giving the comments of every day way to have music help. I remember listening to rock and shock DJs back in the 90s that would put some pretty, I don't know, I wouldn't call it vulgar because it got listeners, but unnecessary things on the radio that really filled time with frivolousness and not great sounds. I would make my own radio show off of pretty much all the music that I would make by myself, which for a very long time wasn't great, and it's still not great, but it's at least rhythmic enough to maintain for the time I needed to, and, you know, periodically, it relieves stress. I've been playing guitar for the better part of my 35 years as a live human being, and I've used it to express myself and express how I feel without a direct dialogue being attached. Currently playing music whenever I've seen fit, and it kind of just makes sense because it's always been a part of my life. And that brings me to the topic of talking about music, which is what we plan on doing here, and I am thoroughly enthusiastic about all of it. And I can like to say this: thank you for listening. There were countless times where I'd be listening to the radio having conversations about songs where I wouldn't know why a song was written. And I'd want to know why an artist would come up with such catchy ways. And it took me a long time to realize that there's different methods to writing, different outlets, different mediums to where art shines through a lot of really good songs. That's why I don't like to stick to one genre. You know, if somebody's talking about heartbreak, it can be upbeat. And that's shocking and that's surprising, but, you know, that's the joy of music. I find myself listening to the radio at all times because in many different platforms of my life, whether it be work or whether it be at home or whether it be travel, music's always a good way to keep yourself occupied in the way of, if a good song is in your head, then there isn't enough room for a bad thought. It's always been my attempt to make music, and I've always seen the joy on people's face when they hear a song that reminds them of a better time or a good memory. And I've seen the look on people's faces when a song could take them to a memory that isn't exactly happy, but it's almost as if they're happy to hear the song anyway, because that's the power of a good memory. And so I've always thought memories make music and music make memory kind of lifestyle. And to push that forward any way I can find out how, I'm all about that. My name's Joe Nock, and I'm co-hosting Good Sound Waves podcast with the other guy. And if you can, tune in. And if you can't, wish you were here. But we'll hear you next time. Thanks for listening.
Hi there. Thank you for joining us at Good Sound Waves. I'm the other guy, and along with Joe Nock, we host the Good Sound Waves podcast. We'll be trying to bring you an assortment of artist interviews, engaging discussions, short set performances, comedy sketches, and a little bit of randomness. As for me, I don't have a musical background. In fact, I've only recently started taking guitar lessons from the person that's going to be our first guest on our podcast, Alliance Ohio's Smokin' Joe Rodak. Pretty much everything else that I've learned has been from trial and error or watching something on the internet. In addition to trying to create my own art, I also get enjoyment from trying to help my friends record theirs. I grew up listening to American Top 40 radio, so I was exposed to a lot of pop music. I imagine, like a lot of other people, my older brother inspired my early musical tastes beyond the pop radio stations. In the late 80s, I received my first cassette tape of the Beastie Boys, Licensed to Ill, which still sits on my studio desk to this day. Around that time, he also introduced me to skater bands such as Token Entry and Suicidal Tendencies. Sometime later, I believe in middle school, he introduced me to Fleetwood Mac, which is kind of silly because they'd been around for a while, I just hadn't come across them. Sometime in middle school, I believe it was, I got exposed to some of those mail order CD clubs. Fortunately, the statute of limitations run out, so I can say that I was exposed to a lot more of Fleetwood Mac's music, Billy Joel's music, bunch of classic rock, Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin, and pretty much anything else that they had on the intro package page. I should note that all along I was exposed to the music of Motown. I was raised listening to the Platters and the Drifters, the Four Tops, the Shirelles, all these different great Motown sounds. And though Motown gave us a lot of the great sounds, I believe it was RCA Victor that had Sam Cooke, the King of Soul or Godfather of Soul or however he's actually referred to, with timeless songs like A Change Is Gonna Come, Wonderful World, Chain Gang, Twisting the Night Away, and my personal favorite, Cupid. Lately, I tend to gravitate towards an indie poppy punk kind of sound, I guess I could call it. Most often I can be found listening to bands and artists like the Airborne Toxic Event, Against Me, Mad Sons, Catfish and the Bottlemen, Front Bottoms is one of my favorites right now, Tokyo Police Club, Minneapolis has Now Now, that group was pretty cool, Jukebox the Ghost, Hit the Ground Running, Frank Turner, I mean, I could really go on and on. I like what I jokingly call to my son, angry music, when if you're screaming, and I can understand what you're saying, I'm probably going to like it if the rest of it sounds musical. I enjoy a lot of hip-hop. I certainly don't have a lot of rhythm, and I stumble over my words whenever I try and pick up the pace a little bit. So I find that I have a lot of admiration for what hip-hop artists have demonstrated that they can do. Now, considering that our podcast and the Good Soundwave site's really not just on music, we are going to also have the opportunity to talk to comedians, we hope. And I'm a huge fan of stand-up comedy. For example, Northeast Ohio's Jim Norton is one very dirty, funny guy, and I like his style of humor. And there's many, many others, and that'd just be another list to go through. And then in addition to that, we're also looking to highlight performance poetry, which is if you've ever gone to a coffee shop and you've seen a person up on that stage and they are reading their poem out loud, that qualifies. With all the shock of a gun blast. And then you have other artists. With all the shock of a gun blast. Like our upcoming guest, Kristen Janae, who is a performance poet that goes in, records samples of sounds in life, and then also takes bits of music and puts them together, I believe, to make an actual performance similar in style to a song, being as songs are largely poetry put to music. I feel like that's a reasonable comparison. And I know I can say that I mirror the way that Joe feels and that I'm excited to have this opportunity to meet and listen to some of Northeast Ohio's talented musicians, comedians, poets, recording engineers, venue operators, studios, and really anyone else involved in the creation, production, or enjoyment of sound. Those are really the people that we'd like to be interviewing and having our discussions with. I'm definitely looking forward to having a lot of fun meeting new people. And I'm excited to see what kind of goofy stuff Joe Nock and I come up with. But most of all, I'm really excited to have the opportunity to share with you. Once again, thank you for checking out Good Soundwaves and our podcast.
Now I'd like to play one of the songs I've written, And this is the main reason I have been introduced to the world of Good Sound Waves. And the love the studio has shown me makes me want to be a part of whatever and however sounds good. So this is Joe Nock, and this is the song Devil's Park Bench.
Sound waves.
Whatever sounds good.